And now we're going to be starting an interview in just a second with Adrian Willis, who is on the line with us via Skype. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, I'm delighted to have you. You know, just for the sake of some of our listeners who aren't aware of Lumberyard, could you give us just a little history about Lumberyard? Because it's an incredibly exciting adventure.
Thanks. Lumberyard is a new performing arts center that's opening in Catskill, New York. And I'm proud to say that we're officially into the major phase of construction on our Catskill campus. And we're moving forward ahead of schedule. And once we finish, we will be a large performing arts center in Catskill, drawing tourists from across the region to see world-class performances.
I've been over a couple of times to some of the benefits. The dance things you're doing are really extraordinary.
Great. Yes. we've been using our studio across the street in the Lumberyard as an opportunity to have events and show our local audiences a little bit of what they can expect when we officially open.
Yes. And do you have a time frame of the officially opening?
Well, we're on track to have our opening season in our space 2019, the summer of 2019. But since we were expecting to be open this coming summer, we'll have a season in the area, in the Hudson Valley, using other people's spaces. So our artists will be presented in Hudson, in Catskill, and the local Hudson Valley audiences will be able to see our summer season, but in other venues.
Okay, well, as that comes up, I hope to have you or other members of the company back so that we can interview and talk a little bit more about what's going on with you when it's closer. But you've got an event that's coming up, which is a really unusual event, because I've started working a little bit with the Chamber of Commerce in Greene County and Columbia Counties, but you're doing something with four counties altogether.
Yes. Well, it's the first time that an event has ever been coordinated between the Greene County, Columbia County, Rhinebeck area, and Red Hook area chambers of commerce. And
that's what I thought. And congratulations, because that's not an easy feat to pull off.
Thanks. Well, it's really a great event for us, too, because we're already starting to make a positive economic impact in the Hudson Valley. But we're really proud to be able to be bringing the business community together under one roof.
I know. I think that's very exciting. Now, where is it going to be? When is it going to be?
Okay, it's Monday, December 18th from 5 to 7, and it'll be in the future home of Lumberyard, which is at 62 Water Street in Catskill.
Okay. And what time is it?
It's from 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay, so December 18th from 5 to 7.
That's really
exciting.
Yes, and if you're a member of the chamber, any of those chambers, you can register through them, or you can register through lumberyard.org/mixer.
Okay, great. And what would we expect to happen at the mixer?
We also have great sponsors from the Hudson Chatham Winery and Crossroads Brewing Company. So it'll really be a chance for the local businesses for us to introduce Lumberyard to the local business community. And they'll get to hear about Lumberyard in our opening season, and also a chance just for us to get to know each other and to talk and celebrate the season with good wine and beer and food.
Oh, that's great. I'm yes. WGXC is a member of the chamber of both Columbia and Greene counties, and I go to some of the events on behalf of the station. And if I can get finished baking all my quiches, because Monday is Christmas quiche baking day, if I get done with my quiches, I'll be over there to say hello, because it sounds like it's a really wonderful thing.
It is, and it's also really important to us. I mean, we've been talking with a lot of people in the chambers, too, about, and I think there's an understanding that the performing arts is really an industry, and we have, you know, great ability to have direct and indirect spending, and will significantly drive tourism to the area. But also, the performing arts industry, unlike other industries, really thrives on interdependence and not competition. So a thriving Main Street in our county and surrounding counties is really essential to our success. So as a new organization and a new industry coming in, we know that now is the time that we really need to kind of encourage cooperation among all the counties. So we're thrilled that we've been able to pull it together.
Yeah, no, I think this is just marvelous. I know that I know Jeff Hunt, who's the executive director of the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, and Jeff Friedman,
yes,
who is the executive director of Greene County Chamber of Commerce. And they both, actually, the Jeffs have been on my show together, and they, in a combined fashion, talk about him, how important organizations like Lumberyard are being to our area in a positive economic sense and a cultural sense and a community vitality sense.
Yes, exactly. I mean, anything that deepens people's connection to the community, I think, encourages economic activity, and especially, and I think the arts have a unique way of doing that. And anything that can encourage people to go back and forth across the bridge, I think, is good too.
Oh, I absolutely agree. In Catskill, it's your choice of Catskill is interesting because you have really become an anchor for a number of, you've become a beacon, I think, to a lot of people to consider Catskill as an area both for living and also for an art center. I think that you just sort of set off a little explosion. Just the other day, I heard about another arts organization that's going to be moving into Catskill, and I think they were probably encouraged by Lumberyard's decision to be there.
Yeah, we've been seeing that happening, and I think that when we know that home sales and that businesses coming in have, I mean, this has happened just on the promise of us opening, so we hope it, and we know that once we open, that we'll see even more of that. And that's really why we chose Catskill, because I think that the future of contemporary performing arts was just as shaky as the future of Catskill when we arrived. But together, we've been able to work to leverage resources from one another and really work together to support revitalization.
Yeah. Are there things that we should, because one of the things I always ask when I'm doing an interview with anyone is, what question should I have asked that I'm not smart enough to have asked you?
Well, I'll just say a little bit more about our construction. So the trailers have moved in, and this is a big week for us, that there's actually, it's visible now on our site that we're starting construction. And one of our first big milestones will be to literally raise the roof of Lumberyard 20 feet, because we need to make way for the equipment and the infrastructure that allow us to do the work that we need to do in the Performing Arts Center. And we are in the middle of our Raise the Roof campaign right now, which we're asking members of the community to help us to make this a reality. And the other thing I think to note is that we're also excited about our upcoming winter season here, also in New York City, called Lumberyard in the City. And it's our third annual season in New York, and it takes place from January 25th to February 10th at New York Live Arts. And we're continuing to present world-class performances across multiple genres. And we'd really like to welcome audiences from the upstate area to join us in the city to really get an introduction to Lumberyard in advance of our inaugural season upstate in the summer of 2018.
Okay, that's great. Now it's December 18th at Lumberyard at 62
yes.
Water Street.
It's 62 Water Street.
5 to 7 p.m. And anyone who is a member of the Chamber of Commerce of Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Greene, or Columbia counties can attend.
Yes.
And you can register at lumberyard.org or at the websites of any of the Chamber of Commerces that I mentioned.
Exactly.
Okay. So what else is, there's got to be more that's going on, Adrian, because your life is so packed, and there's a wonderful photo of you with a very handsome young man on your Skype portfolio. So I think you've got your arms full.
Yeah, I do. That's my son. The other thing that Lumberyard has been working on in the last few months is we just started our free after-school programming at the Catskill Community Center, where we're bringing up artists from New York City to teach free after-school classes for high school students. And
oh, how wonderful.
It's been a great program for us. We're continuing to encourage more participation. It is free, and students really get a cross-section of all different types of art forms. So acting, hip hop, clowning. I mean, a huge variety. You don't need uniforms. You don't need anything in particular. And anyone's welcome to participate. And we hope to grow this especially once our space opens, and to start working more closely with the surrounding communities as well.
Wow. That is so wonderful.
Yes. And as our staff is starting to move up there more permanently, programs like this, I think, will become more a part of what we're doing. And I think people will start to see our impact on the community as we get closer to the opening of our building.
Okay. Anything else that we should be talking about?
No, I think that's it. I mean, I'm really excited that you had me on to talk about this, the Tri-County Mixer, and it is open to businesses who aren't members of the chamber. There's a small fee, but you can register at lumberyard.org/mixer.
Oh, and good. Then, good to know.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then the other thing is, you know, just our Raise the Roof, which is our big campaign, and that we're really asking members of the Hudson Valley community to join us in making Lumberyard a reality, because we are in the middle of fundraising for this and trying to get as many partners as we can to make this a reality, given the positive impact that it'll have on the region.
Yeah.
And if you go to our website, we'll have constant updates on our construction as we move forward.
That's great. Lumberyard.org, December 18th, 62 Water Street. Be there or be square.
Exactly.
Yes. Fabulous. Adrian, thank you so much. And I look forward to having you on in the future.
Thanks.
As other things keep developing with Lumberyard, because as you are building out, as you are raising your roof, you're certainly raising the quality of life in Greene and Columbia counties. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Thank you. And I hope to see you next Monday.
I hope so, too. It's all going to depend on the quiches.
Exactly.
I give Christmas quiches to all my friends and neighbors, and the list has grown
a
bit over the years. Anyway, have a wonderful day, Adrian. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks so much for having me on.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay.